Jerry Bader Show, 1049. So when I was in Dallas, I stayed at the Omni. Again, I want to thank Americans for Prosperity for inviting me. It was a tremendous couple of days. Had a great time. The Omni Hotel in downtown Dallas is a fabulous, fabulous hotel. It was just a great experience. Had a good time doing the show. On Friday afternoon, I was left to my own devices. It was about 100 degrees and sunny. Didn't realize how warm it was. By the way, you want to stick out like a sore thumb in Dallas? Wear shorts. All the locals wear blue jeans. You could spot a tourist a bazillion miles away. Wear shorts, and they'll spot you right away. So I asked the bellman at the hotel, I want to go visit the sixth floor museum. That's the museum, as its name implies, the sixth floor of the former Dallas School Book Depository building, which is now a county building. But what they've done is the sixth floor from which Oswald, most people believe, I don't know how many people do or don't believe, shot President Kennedy from the corner window of the sixth floor of that building in what is known still to this day as Dealey Plaza. What they've done, though, because the rest of it is a county building, you actually enter from a building behind the depository building. What they've done, Jason, they've knocked a wall out. You take an elevator up and you take a ramp over. It's pretty cool. The museum occupies the sixth and seventh floors. I highly recommend it if you're ever there. Here's what I would say. A lot of it, if you're a history buff, a lot of it, they do the thing with the audio tour, or walking tour, where they give you a recorder and earbuds and so on. I hung with that for a while, but I'm such a history buff. I knew all about the Kennedy presidency. I didn't need to learn about the Bay of Pigs and Cuban Missile Crisis and all of that. I knew all of that. So I really wanted to get to what is the, there are actually a couple of things, but the thing I wanted to see is the window. The window from which Oswald fired. Now, that window is in a glass case. You can't look right out that window. And they have boxes stacked the way it's believed that Oswald stacked them back in 1963 to conceal himself to do that, okay, to shoot the president. So you can only see, from a bit of a distance, you can't see the angle that he had, okay? You can look out the window right next to it, which gives you about the angle, or you can go up to the seventh floor, and you can see out. It's haunting. And the area from which Oswald fired, they still have the wooden floor. It is largely preserved. It's just haunting. And to look out that window and see cars go by in a street that I, and when I left the hotel, I took Market to Elm, just the same route that that President Kennedy took. Here, though, is something that really, to me, was really striking. You've likely seen the photo a million times of the Dallas police official handcuffed to Oswald, escorting him when Oswald is shot by Jack Ruby. I can't think of the official's name right now, but he's wearing a suit, a light-colored suit with a light-colored hat, and you can see him kind of recoil in shock from Oswald being shot. And his arm is up in the air as he recoils from what Ruby's doing, but he's still handcuffed to Oswald. The most amazing to me, other than seeing from where Oswald shot, they have the suit that guy was wearing and the hat and the boots, the real clothing that Dallas police official that was handcuffed to Oswald when he was shot, and they have it posed the way it is in that picture that you've seen a million times when Oswald is shot and they have his face in it. It jumps out at you. It brings it to life, and they have the handcuff up in the air, exactly where it's positioned in that picture. It is, it's just, it left me speechless. It really did. The other thing is the bayonet that a member of the military had when he was guarding Kennedy's casket in the Capitol Rotunda. They have that there. They have a couple of artifacts like that. They have Jack Ruby's hat. The hat Ruby was wearing when he shot Oswald. Now, I'm a history nut, and even though I'm no longer a liberal, I am a Kennedy file. One of the things that we'll be doing in a show maybe this week, I don't know, we have a busy week planned. But I did some research, and I found a collection of the Kennedy news conferences. The issues really haven't changed. Minimum wage, equal pay for women, national security. The world never really changes, but some of Kennedy's answers are kind of stunning. And then to wrap this up, when I was in the airport at Chicago waiting to fly back to Green Bay, CNN was on and they were doing their special, The 60s. And a lot of it was about the Cuban Missile Crisis. And CNN did, a good job of the unvarnished truth that Kennedy blew it in the Bay of Pigs by not wanting to give U.S. military support to the Cuban exiles to try to retake Cuba. That Kennedy blew the Vienna summit with Khrushchev, just blew it. That Kennedy blew Berlin. Okay, so there were three fiascos, foreign policy fiascos. Boom, 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 in 1961. Khrushchev then, biding his time, September 1962, he starts placing offensive missiles in Cuba. Why? As we've said on this show a million times, and as others have said, because he thought he could. It never occurred to him that Kennedy would challenge him. Why would he? Why would he? He hadn't. But Khrushchev finally crossed a line where Kennedy's like, well, damn it. That's that. And he pushed back. Is there any line? Well, let's put it this way. When you look at the world imploding the way it is there a Cuban Missile Crisis moment for President Obama? I'm trying to figure out what it would look like. When you look at what hasn't been enough for him to this point, what would be enough is enough. I mean, before something terrible happens, I'm not talking about another terrorist attack on U.S. soil. Kennedy didn't wait for World War III to push back. I mean, short of being hit again. What is the line? What is the threat level? A piece in today's Wall Street Journal points out how he is enraged at the way Israel has treated Secretary of State John Kerry. That enrages him, but ISIS doesn't. Putin doesn't. China buzzing one of our jets doesn't. What is his enough moment? Kennedy finally had one. Will he? I don't know. My honest answer, I don't know. All right, we didn't get to the cloud story and the celebrity naked pictures. We will leave that for tomorrow. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.